And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
We all know the old axiom, you get what you pay for. Well, I'd like to apply it to a current problem facing Coburg Council and all councils in Northumberland. Last week, I spoke about Coburg's Remuneration Committee, which at the time was a committee of all men, and how, if Charles Darwin was mayor, it would be 50% men and 50% women, if we expect the best possible outcome. This week, I want to make a further common sense suggestion regarding the remuneration of our local politicians, a suggestion that addresses a fundamental problem we have at the grassroots of democracy, the lack of competent leadership. No offense meant to hardworking incumbents. But the principle, you get what you pay for, is ingrained in capitalism. Quality matters. Therefore, the Remuneration Committee, regardless of its final makeup, should not consider the current council's remuneration as a baseline and debate how much of an increase is appropriate. Instead, they should start with the question, what are the demands of the job? What is the level of complexity and long-term responsibility? Then they should ask, what level of capability and competency is required to handle the complexity and meet the long-term responsibility? This basic assessment was introduced 25 years ago by the late Dr. Elliot Jacks in his seminal book, Human Capability, which recommends its application to elected officials. Google the book, Human Capability. It's well worth the read. The point for any remuneration committee is this. If you start with the necessary capability, you will have a chance of establishing what remuneration is required to attract and retain candidates with the requisite level of capability and competency. For example, and it's only an example, a hypothesis, to make the point. Local politicians run multi-million dollar operations, and common capitalistic sense dictates that the job is worth a hell of a lot more than we currently pay. Who ever heard of a CEO of a 20 or 30 or 40 million dollar company making less than $150,000 a year? Or his or her direct reports making less than, say, $75,000? The current low compensation for elected leaders makes no sense. This is a bit of a chicken and egg conundrum. What comes first? I suggest that if we want the right chickens sitting on our nest egg of tax dollars, then the egg comes first. And we set the bar high to attract the best. Pay the mayor in the range of $150,000 and councillors, let's say $75,000 or $80,000. Why? Because if we, the public, put our money where our mouth is and acknowledge the real value of the position as reflected in compensation, then we will begin to demand that candidates applying for the position have the level of capability required. And then we will have a better chance of attracting people who actually have the capability to run a multi-million dollar operation. Leaders, not middle managers, administrators, and need-to-do-something wannabes. In short, remuneration committees need to realize that the egg does come first. And if the egg, the compensation, isn't of sufficient value, the chickens won't be either. And we'll just get the usual gaggle of dodo birds sitting on our nest egg. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.